This morning's reading is from Matthew 25, 34 to 40. Then the king will say to those on his right, "Come, you who are blessed by my Father, take your inheritance, the kingdom prepared for you since the creation of the world. For I was hungry and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger and you invited me in. I needed clothes and you clothed me. I was sick and you looked after me. I was in prison and you came to visit me." Then the righteous will answer him, "Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you something to drink? When did we see you a stranger and invite you in, or needing clothes and clothe you? When did we see you sick or in prison and go to visit you?" The king will reply, "Truly I tell you, whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers and sisters of mine, you did for me." Amen.
Good morning. Look, I'm just going to introduce our speaker today, who's Mark, sitting over here with his family. And I would like to introduce it in the way that you would be very well aware that our little church here does a little bit of work. We feed about 50 kids at Farnborough Road School 2 days a week, and Robin has a little team of volunteers that does that. And for a church of this size, that's pretty good. We look after two or three severely deaf children in the Philippines. We allow them to go to a boarding school. We pay the money for them to go to a boarding school so they can get a proper education. And on Friday night, we have an outreach here where we feed the locals and do a few things, which are pretty amazing for a little church of our size. But just as a bit of inspiration, Mark is going to come and talk about the work of Convoy and the Illawarra Community Foundation, which is taking all that to another level altogether. And it's very inspiring to hear what they're doing. Very, very inspiring and very encouraging. And so, Mark, come on down.
Go for it. Thanks, Brian. I will just apologise in advance if my 2.5-year-old boy over there starts making a lot of noise. Unfortunately, our normal babysitters, Brian and Heather, are actually here as well, so we've had to bring him along today, so he might come up and join me, you never know. My name's Mark. I'm the manager of Convoy, Illawarra Convoy, and the Illawarra Community Foundation. So I have a pretty important role in the community and quite a different role as far as I have two very significant things that I achieved through that role. So for those of you who don't know, the I-98FM Illawarra Convoy, it's a truck and motorbike event that only just happened on the 17th this year. So it's the third Sunday of November. It has about, usually about 900 or 700 trucks and about 1,000 motorbikes that take off from sort of Appin and over at near Panorama House, go all the way through the Illawarra and end up down at Albion Park for a huge free family fun day. Like this year we had Huda Gurus and the Veronicas and lots of other entertainment and attracted about 15,000 people. But that's not the important part of my job, I suppose. The whole reason we have that event is to basically raise money for people that are affected by life-threatening medical conditions. So not just cancers, it can be an array of different things. And it's also it has a lot of people that work throughout the year tirelessly doing fundraisers and getting groups of people just like yourselves together and doing fundraisers and really trying to raise as much money as they can to help people that are less fortunate. So the event actually started in the Illawarra in 2005 when our breakfast presenter Marty Haynes brought the idea to the Illawarra. And then they had what they thought was an ambitious goal of raising $20,000. So in that first year, they actually raised $50,000 and they were chuffed. They thought it was amazing. Over the next 15 years, we had our 15-year anniversary event this year. Over the next 15 years, it just went bigger and bigger and bigger to the point where this year it raised $2.76 million, which was $760,000 more than last year. So, yeah. And it's not always about the dollars that are raised as well. If you haven't actually seen Convoy, you don't have to ride a motorbike or a truck to get involved. Even just standing on the side of the road, if you have been on the side of the road and you sort of, maybe you might want to put some earphones on because it gets a bit noisy, but it's very inspirational. A lot of the guys and the people that are involved in it, people think truck drivers, big burly, emotionless type of blokes, but I guarantee nearly every one of those people that ride in Convoy and drive trucks in Convoy, I would be very surprised if they don't all shed a tear coming down the mountain, because the support for the people on the side of the road is incredible. This year, for example, we had a whole bunch of trucks. We did up custom flags for all of our families that we supported, which was about 130 families. So instead of the word Convoy on a big flag, we had, different child's names and linked them up with truck drivers who didn't know these kids at all, who were more than happy and felt it was a privilege to put their name on the truck and go down the mountain and show the community who they're supporting. So I know a lot of people fundraise for Convoy, but I also know people like Josh. Are you riding Convoy? How many years have you done that? Lost track. You find it gets a bit like that if you haven't actually been involved. If you people get involved through fundraising or motorbikes or trucks or things like that, it's very rare that someone does it once, because they do it once and then they come back every single year, and they don't just come back, they come back with four or five people and they spread the word out to others, and it's quite contagious. So same with the fundraising people. We've had people now that have been doing fundraising balls that generate hundreds of thousands of dollars in one night just because of the passion and what we do. So I suppose before I talk about what I do with the Illawarra Community Foundation, I will get you to show a little video briefly. This year was quite an emotional year, as is every year for Convoy. But this young fellow, Kai, he was a 10-year-old boy. His family provided what is called the FMX motocross event at our event every year. So it's the crazy guys that do backflips going over on motorbikes and stuff all year. As I was sort of alluding to, this year was quite a special year, I suppose. The young fellow, Kai, who I was talking about, he unfortunately is a 10-year-old that passed away in a tragic motorbike accident. A lot of things, from tragedy comes inspiration, and great things can be achieved. So what happened with that team, that a lot of people in the community got right behind his family, who have been big supporters of Convoy for many years. And they just wanted to fulfil his dream. He was a 10-year-old that wanted to lead Convoy, and unfortunately passed away before that could happen. So everyone rallied around, and they basically raised $500,000 for the lead truck, and then another $105,000 for lead motorbike. So $605,000 just from one team. That's one part of my job, is to actually run this crazy beast that's Convoy and try and get everything happening and make sure it's a great day for the families. As you saw, this year we had about three kids and families buses this year, and that's full of the people that we support throughout the year each year. In the past, it's only been one bus. This year, we're pretty proud to have three of them going down the mountain, and all those kids and families. And we don't just support kids with cancers and life-threatening diseases. It's mums and dads, it's carers. It's all, we expanded so we can do all of that. And it's like I said before, it's not always about the money that's raised. The amount of happiness and joy that you can provide to some of those kids and families that really don't have a lot of happiness in their lives is pretty special. So the other part of my job is I run the Illawarra Community Foundation. So that is pretty much where all the money goes towards for the year and from the event. So from that, we basically have a couple of criteria that we utilise for funding. It's people that are affected by a life-threatening medical condition, that live in the Illawarra Far South Coast areas. And we also support hospitals and charities that work with those people. So it's pretty, only a couple of little criteria. We have a funding process. It's generally a 2 or 3 page document, and it can be done by anybody for anybody. So if you know somebody that's maybe a bit proud, that needs a hand, that's going through their own journey with a life-threatening condition, you can actually put in a submission for them to help them out. So usually what we will do, we have a funding committee that meets every month. It goes through our applications and just works out how we can support people. So generally we support people with food and fuel vouchers, usually about $6,000 to $8,000 worth a year per person. And we also do things like pharmacy accounts. We've done help kids through school, provided tutoring for kids when they've unfortunately missed out on school because their mum or dad has passed away and they haven't gone to school for a year or two. And unfortunately, on some occasions, also funeral expenses. So it's quite an emotional side of my job to do that, especially since I have a 2.5-year-old boy and now a 11-week-old boy as well. When I'm the one that gets to make those phone calls every month to people and let them know that they're not alone and they're going to get supported. And often most people say, well, surely someone else needs it more than we do. Surely someone else could do with a hand more. And a lot of people are very proud and they have never had to ask for help before. So it's quite a humbling part of my job to actually ring them. Often those phone calls end in tears, and not just from the person I'm calling, generally from me as well, because I sort of look at my son and think, well, some of these people that have a 2-year-old that's got a brain cancer or things like that, and I just look at my son and think, geez, how lucky am I that I've got a nice, healthy boy. The other thing that we do, we support the Leukaemia Foundation's patient transport program. So that's full of volunteers that take people up to a hospital and treatments, and so they don't have to worry about going on public transport. And in the couple of years since we established the Illawarra Community Foundation, we also supported Wollongong Hospital Kids Ward with an initial $250,000 donation to move a schoolroom for them. A second $1 million donation last year to upgrade the whole inside of their ward and provide a brand new family room where people that have kids in hospital can actually go and feel like they're still at home. So it's got lounges, TVs, PlayStations, coffee machines, all that sort of stuff. So they don't feel like they're in a hospital. They feel like they're actually in a home setting. And tomorrow we'll actually be announcing a further $1.2 million donation to the kids ward for the stage 2 of their redevelopment project. So the project's probably a 5-stage project, and we hopefully will be able to support that all the way through thanks to the generosity of the local community. That'll also provide about 3,500 children go through the kids ward and stay in the kids ward annually, and approximately another 5,000 will be in there for day treatments and things like that. So it's quite an important thing that we're associated with, and we're very proud to be able to do that. If you are inspired by anything here and you'd like to volunteer or anything, usually around sort of August, we put a big call out for volunteers. We have about 200 or so that help in the office, that come down, sell raffle tickets, stand on the side of the road with buckets, that sort of thing. Or if you want to donate, you can just hop on our website and donate direct through there. Does anyone have any questions or anything at all? No? Yeah, feel free to ask a question if you want, or if you don't want to ask one in front of everyone here, I'll stick around afterwards as well. So if you want to come and have a chat or anything like that, I'm more than happy to have a chat with anyone. But thank you for inviting me here today. It's obviously a very special time of the year for everybody, it's winding down a little bit for us now, which is good.
Can you tell us about some individuals?
How I got into my job. I'm actually a qualified primary school teacher, and then when I did that I was only in my 20s, and I sort of thought to myself, I don't know if I can really look after myself efficiently enough to look after 30 children every year. So I delayed that a little bit and did hospitality work, and then went into education, and then sort of went towards the charity sort of side of things. And then throughout the years I've worked for PCYC, Leukaemia Foundation, formerly Uniting Care, I think it was, and they're now Convoy. So, yeah. So,
I think it's just the importance of providing help for people that sometimes don't think they need it, and just the reward. It's a crazy busy time for me to work when I do convoy, my wife probably doesn't see me for about 2 or 3 months because I work sort of 7 days a week trying to make everything happen. And sometimes you might think, well, it's all too much, and then you go and pay a visit to one of the families and deliver some vouchers and deliver some hope to them, and you sort of think, well, hey, there's a couple of months of craziness is nothing compared to probably years of craziness that those families are going to go through with their child or family member going through something like that. I could speak a little bit about some of the families, but generally I don't speak a lot about individual families as such, just because of privacy. Because it can be, when we provide funding to people as well, we do ask them if they would like to share their story. And of course, many people are still coming to terms with a diagnosis in the family and prefer to keep it quiet as well. But we did have, I suppose, we have had in the past a few families that, a young girl that had a brain cancer, and basically we supported her, I think, on about 3 or 4 different occasions, and her family, they were very associated with one of our lead fundraising groups as well. Her name was Kalani, and so we gave her food and fuel vouchers, we gave her pharmacy accounts. Unfortunately, just in the lead up to last year's convoy, she was given a terminal diagnosis. So we sort of quickly got around with the committee and decided we gave her, I think, the family about $10,000 to $15,000 worth of support, specifically to go on a holiday to get some bucket list items ticked, because she knew she only had a couple of months. Unfortunately, when she went on that holiday, she was about 1 week into the holiday and had a very bad medical episode, and the whole holiday had to be cancelled, where she then came back home again and went straight into treatment. Unfortunately, she passed away probably about a week and a half after that, and then again we rallied behind the family, paid for all their funeral expenses, and helped them through that sort of journey as well. And then also, they were a big part of the event this year on the kids' bus as well. So it is quite a confronting thing, I suppose, for when you see people that don't have a lot of time, and especially with people that with their parents and stuff as well, that are often quite young, and that I sort of can't even imagine how that would feel, knowing that your son or your mum or your dad is that close to not being with you anymore. So there's been, like I said, there's been about 130 families we've helped in that way. There's probably about 50 families that we help every year. We try to do so, try to make it as easy as possible for those families to get support. So we don't ask them to provide a lot. We just ask them to provide a doctor's certificate that says, yes, they have a condition, and it's about a 2-page application that says, how can we help you? So it's quite a simple process. It's all on our website as well. If you do know someone and you want to forward them the information, there's a whole funding section on the Illawarra Convoy website. Or you could ask Brian. I could email out some details and stuff as well. I suppose, like I said, it is a bit tricky to talk about too many of the individual applicants, and it's probably best that I don't focus too much on that, because they can be quite sad stories. So it's probably it's a more joyous time of the year at this time, so it's probably best that we just don't talk too much about individual stuff, so otherwise it might end the speech on a sadder note, I suppose. But
just, you got a few questions?
Yeah, sure.
Gary?
Oh, so with Convoy, it's the main way that we raise funds is there's an auction or bidding process sort of thing, but it's unlike a normal auction. So we have people that bid to be the first truck that goes down the mountain and the first bike.
I think he's asking, how do those people raise their money?
So what happens with those guys is throughout the year they do any number of different things. Every year the amount of fundraising events grows substantially. It used to be things just like gala dinners and golf days. This year we had the St George Illawarra Dragons doing stuff for us. We had people doing like medium nights and comedy nights, and there was a pigeon race that someone did and raised $7,000 for us as well. So there's all different things. It used to just be a one day event where people would just sort of lead up to it and then sort of have about 9 months off and start again with a bit of fundraising. Now it's all year, so we have people that are kicking off fundraising a week or two after the event each year just to try and beat last year. So it's done in a whole different wide range of events and fundraisers and different things, and like payroll deductions, all sorts of different stuff. No, historically we always used to just support like kids with cancer through when the event supported, Camp Quality. But then when we did, the main reason we changed to our own foundation is because there was age restrictions from Camp Quality, where if you sort of just happened to be 1 year too old or 1 year too young, you didn't get support. So we support everybody. So it could be a mum, a dad, brother, sister. We don't have any sort of cap on age range at all. So yeah, so we support grandparents. We've supported all sorts of people. We haven't done research as such because our charity has been set up just specifically for support for the people directly and support for hospitals. But not to say in the future we couldn't. It's just when you set up a charity, you have you set charitable objectives and you sort of have to adhere to those. So there is a lot of other groups that do support like research directly, but that's not one of our charitable outcomes at the moment. And did you have a follow-up question as well?
I was just saying, how do you register to be a fundraiser?
You can just basically, if you're going to do a big fundraising event, you can email myself. It's just generally a one-page application that gives you authority to fundraise on our behalf. If you want to do stuff online, you can jump on our Convoy website and you can set up a free online fundraising page, and that goes. You can send that out to social media, that sort of thing. If you don't want to do a ball or any sort of event where you're getting a few people together, generally you come to myself and I get the fundraiser approved, and then you can sort of show that letter out to people if you're asking for donations or raffle prizes and that sort of stuff as well.
Okay.
Cool. Well, thanks. Thanks very much, guys. Thank
you. Look.
I just want to say thank you officially. I know Mark pretty well, and he's made for this job. He really is very, very passionate about helping out. I think you'll stay when we have a coffee. If you want to talk to him anymore over coffee, I'm sure he would do that. Okay. And I think the boys have got another song. We're going to finish with a song. Is that okay?